In a budget presentation, Humboldt County's Board of Supervisors was told that several county departments have negative fund balances, which county staff described as, quote, a threat to the general fund. The next fiscal year begins July 1st, and supervisors considered its $606 million budget at a June 4th meeting. A written staff report says the state's draft budget has come as a, quote, shock to local government in the form of widespread program reductions. And the federal budget, quote, faces a perfect storm of rising costs and stagnant revenue. That impacts funding for the county's Department of Health and Human Services. Deputy County Administrative Officer Jessica Maciel said the department's social services fund is of most concern.
Of primary concern is the social services fund. As previously reported, this fund has gone negative. At the mid-year, staff estimated improving the negative fund balance due to outstanding long-term receivables. Over the past several months, DHHS staff have determined that there are not sufficient receivables to fully correct the negative fund balance. They anticipate ending fiscal year 23-24 with a negative fund balance of $16.9 million, and they expect to receive $3.9 million of outstanding receivables in next fiscal year, which will result in a continued negative fund balance of nearly $13 million. This is a significant downturn from the previously reported outlook for Fund 1160. DHHS staff have reported that they are working to establish strategies to reduce expenditures and save discretionary revenue in order to remedy the negative fund balance.
Another department with negative fund balances is the Department of Public Works. Storm disasters have caused the DPW's multimillion dollar negative balance as road repair projects await federal reimbursements. Maciel outlined the road fund's fiscal struggle and the ballot measure effort that seeks to address it.
The roads fund, of course, we've been talking extensively about. It's estimated to end 23-24 with a negative fund balance of $8.5 million, which is an increase of $758,730 in negative fund balance. Currently, Public Works reflects Federal Emergency Management Agency reimbursements of $8.1 million to be outstanding, which nearly is the full amount of their negative fund balance. The disaster responses require utilizing funds that were planned for road maintenance, reducing the amount of road maintenance that can be completed. So your board directed staff to develop a local revenue measure for roads and essential services, and this item will return to your board in July. And if approved, will be placed on the November 2024 ballot.
Maciel also updated supervisors on the status of the county's Measure S cannabis excise tax. A two-year suspension of it has been lifted, and some cannabis farmers have entered into back tax payment plans. She said about $500,000 in Measure S payments have been made so far this year, but there's about $5 million in tax debts. Measure S revenue isn't being estimated for the coming fiscal year due to what Maciel described as its uncertain nature. Supervisors approved several budget recommendations, including a hiring freeze. But Regina Fuller, the sheriff's office's financial services director, warned that the freeze will result in law enforcement service cuts.
For at least our deputy sheriffs and our dispatchers, if you can make an exception and not put a hiring freeze on those two classifications, unless you intend to instruct our office as to where we are to cut services. So if you intend for us to reduce dispatch or patrol services in the next fiscal year, then yes, a hiring freeze. But if you don't, we would appreciate an exemption to that. You know how long our backgrounds take and our recruitment. So it would really be helpful to not have to come before your board to hire those classifications.
Supervisors will further hone in on the budget during afternoon and early evening public hearings on June 10th. The budget is set for adoption on June 25th. In Eureka for KMUD News, this is Daniel Mintz.